Now, as Professor Roddy was just saying, as long as we continue to burn fossil fuels, we'll want to try and recapture the carbon that would otherwise escape into the atmosphere. There are a number of different ways to do this, all with their own advantages and, of course, disadvantages. But we are joined by Joe Jones, who's from Skionic in Texas, and they've developed what they call a sky mine, a system that not only extracts CO2, but actually turns it into something that they can sell. Thank you ever so much for joining us, Joe.
It's a pleasure.
How does the sky mine actually work?
Well, Skionic Corporation has been working for 6 years on a sky mine process to capture carbon dioxide from flue gas and convert it into solid carbonate and bicarbonate minerals. And we do that by exploiting an ionic chemical property of carbon dioxide. Namely, it's an acid gas that forms weak carbonic acid when it's dissolved in water. We combine that weak acid with a strong base to form a neutral salt, just like you may have done in your high school chemistry laboratories. And we can make sodium carbonate, sodium, which is the washing soda that's used in detergents, sodium bicarbonate, the edible salt that can soothe your stomach, or make calcium or magnesium carbonates that form limestone or dolomites, or precipitated calcium carbonate that makes up 40% of white paper and other things.
So with the limestone versions and the precipitates and so on, that's a very good way to capture carbon that you can then, say, bury in the ground again, a good way to for storage. But with the other products, there's a market for those, in that you can actually sell the result of recycling this waste.
Indeed. In the sodium carbonates and bicarbonates market, there's a little over $10 billion of chemical product that is currently either mined from archaeocarbon, which is releasing ancient sequestered CO2, or is made by synthesis techniques that use a great deal more energy and thereby generate more carbon footprint as well.
So where does the alkali, where does the base that you react it with, where does that come from? Does that have to be mined? Is it an expensive process to produce it in the first place?
Well, sadly, there are no base mines that are available, so you have to synthesize it from salt and water itself. If you take salt water and energy, either in the form of electricity for electrolysis or electrolytic means, or using heat energy in thermolytic means, you can force the neutral salt, in that case, to split itself into hydrochloric acid and a very usable base.
And so there's obviously an energy cost in order to do the electrolysis in the first place, but I think there is an energy cost for all of the different carbon capture mechanisms we have. In fact, I think at the absolute least, you need to increase the output of your power station by 20%. And I think some of them, it's as far as 90%. You're almost doubling the amount of energy you need to produce in the first place just to capture back the carbon. How efficient is the sky mine? How much extra energy do you need?
The sky mine does have positive engineering leverage, so that it, you know, you can, it does sequester more carbon dioxide than its operation generates, which is an important thing for a carbon capture system to do. Currently, carbon capture and sequestration, as you mentioned, quotes in the 20% for the CC portion of carbon capture and sequestration, but for the sequestration part, it can get to be over 45%. Our first plant that is being built in San Antonio, Texas, is designed to achieve a 40% energy penalty just under the competing CCS amine technology. But with fundamental improvements and other research that we have underway, we have demonstrated in laboratory abilities to drive that below 20%.
With the amine technology that you mentioned as well, you're actually left with some quite nasty toxic chemicals, and you've got to obviously purify the amines in the first place. I guess one of the real advantages to this is that the products you're left with, not only is there a market for them, but also they're quite benign.
Benign indeed. In the Earth's history, some 4 billion years ago, a tremendous amount of limestone and other minerals were created from the what was at that time a predominantly carbon dioxide atmosphere. And as you likewise mentioned, that mineral sequestration is going on around us all everywhere. Here in Travis County, Texas, there's some 450 pentillion tons of limestone that were once part of the atmosphere of the Earth.
Pentillion, that's unimaginable.
It's a word you don't get to use in casual conversation.
Well, that sort of brings me on to how scalable is this? I mean, is this something where you could put it on any coal-fired power plant in the world at the moment, or are we still looking at a fairly small scale?
It is capable. The plant that we're building in San Antonio, the Capital Skymine plant, will be manufacturing 75,000 metric tons of CO2. Scale is important because in the United States, we emit some 2.6 billion metric tons a year of carbon dioxide. In theory, the plants can be scaled effectively infinitely. There's far more salt, water, and room for minerals than there is carbon in the earth to burn.
One of the complaints about green technologies, about technologies that capture carbon quite often, is that it's not economically viable. Obviously, you found an excellent way around that. But in the future, let's say we do have a sky mine on every power plant and we're producing large quantities of these products, what happens if the market becomes completely flooded?
Well, given the scale of the carbon emissions that we have, that would indeed occur. At that point, you would then be able to operate the plant simply for the purpose of sequestering CO2 and lay aside the minerals, or in the case of the example from your earlier interview, we could put the minerals back down inside a stripped coal seam for the purpose of sequestering it there. But at that point, you then cross into cost. Right now, the U.S. Department of Energy estimates that amine sequestration costs between $100 and $300 per ton to capture it that way. We estimate that we can arrive at a $25 to $50 range for that incremental cost passed beyond markets.
That's the remarkable difference, isn't it? And this sounds like fantastic technology. What sort of timescale are we looking at before we'll see this turning up in different power plants?
Our first large-scale commercial plant, we've been running pilot plants here in Texas for the last 6 years. The first large-scale one will go online in 2013, and thereafter it can be replicated worldwide. And we can be making a dent in carbon, certainly inside the next 10 years.
Well, that's very good news. I'm glad that we have these technologies to be optimistic about. Thank you ever so much for joining us. That's Joe Jones. He's president and CEO of Skyonic over in Texas. And you are listening to The Naked Scientist with Ben Valsler and Dave Ansell.